Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. We have 23 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves from the northwest 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 4 feet high at 12 seconds. We have patchy fog early in the morning today at sea and on land as well. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the Coast Guard cutter Fur. She's one of Astoria's hometown ships, and she's going to be going away for a while to get some well-deserved maintenance and repair. But we'll talk about a little bit about what she's a buoy tender, about some of the different kinds of Coast Guard vessels and what they do. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. We have 4 inbounders. We have 10 in our Astoria anchorages here. And we have 9 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river this morning is the Unity Spirit, arriving from South Korea. She's actually heading for the Crims Island anchorage, just a little bit downriver from Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 a.m., and you might see her around 10:30 anchored off Crims Island. She's a wheat ship, so she'll be heading upriver eventually to pick up wheat at an upriver port. The Overseas Boston is arriving from Anacortes, Washington. She's headed for Portland. Her cargo is refined petroleum. Passing Astoria maybe around 6 p.m., you might see her in Portland by around midnight, her running lights at any rate. The Pacific Action is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for the Vancouver anchorage. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m., and she is going to a berth that handles bentonite clay, which is, as I love to say, kitty litter, if you're a regular listener. I mean, how often do you get to say something like kitty litter on the radio? But it's a mineral cargo that is very good at absorbing things, which is why it makes good kitty litter. But it's also used in many industrial applications to pull sediment out of liquids and things like that. The L'Orient is next inbound. She's arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She's another wheat ship. She'll arrive in the anchorage around maybe 9:30 or so, or 8:30 in the evening. In the Astoria anchorage, we have the Fortune Daisy. She's awaiting orders. We have the Roscoe Lemon. She's heading to Longview today at about 2 p.m. She's a wheat ship. The St. Sophia is headed to Rice Island today. She's leaving around 11 p.m. No, she's at Rice Island, which is the Rice Island anchorage, which is a little bit upriver from Astoria, but still visible from the Astoria waterfront, opposite Tongue Point. She's headed to the Port of Portland to pick up soda ash. And then we have our the N.D. Pistis. She's headed to Longview to pick up soda ash, and she'll be leaving around midnight. And that leaves the Calliope L, the Leda, the Rodon, Amarandan, the Antares, the G.H. Glory, and the Golden Rose awaiting orders off the downtown waterfront and up toward Tongue Point there in that second anchorage area. Anchorages are officially designated areas. You can't just anchor a ship anywhere you want. There are certain areas on the river that are, in general, naturally deep so that they allow ships to have room to anchor. And you'll see ships anchored here. You see them anchored off Kalama, off of Longview, and up off Vancouver and Portland area, and also off Crims Island. And those are all officially designated areas. I believe they're designated by the state as official anchorage areas. In our outbounders, we have the ATB Sound Reliance. She's leaving Portland with petroleum is her cargo, refined petroleum. Leaving around 6 in the morning, she could pass Astoria outbound around noontime. The New Century One is a car carrier heading out of the Port of Portland around 2 p.m. with Toyotas on board, so maybe about 8 p.m. outbound past Astoria. The New Keeper is leaving Portland with wheat on board. She's headed out about 2:30 or so maybe 8:30 p.m. past Astoria. The ANSAC Moonbear is leaving the Port of Portland with soda ash on board. ANSAC, ANSAC, American Natural Soda Ash Corporation. So that's how I knew the cargo on that ship. She's heading out about 6 p.m., so maybe midnight past Astoria. The Kyra Panagia, leaving Longview with wheat on board around 6 p.m., so that would put her past Astoria around 9:30 p.m. The Maipo River is leaving Longview. She's got Petcoke on board, leaving around 10 p.m., so passing Astoria outbound around 3.5 hours later. The Asahi Bulker is leaving Vancouver, bentonite clay on that ship, and she'll pass Astoria, but leaving around 10 at night, so maybe around, maybe about 4 a.m. outbound past Astoria tomorrow. The Salford Key is leaving Kalama with wheat on board. at around 11 p.m. That'll take her about 5 hours to get to Astoria outbound, so another one passing by in the wee hours. The Global Effort is heading out of Portland with weed on board around midnight, so about 6 a.m. tomorrow morning she might pass Astoria. Well, one of our hometown ships is going away for a while. I'll read you a little bit from an article in the Daily Astoria, and then I'll talk a little bit about the different kinds of Coast Guard ships that we have around these parts and everywhere where Coast Guard vessels are. After 15 years tending buoys in the Pacific Northwest, the Coast Guard cutter Fur has left Astoria for good, it says here. The 225-foot ship is on its way to Baltimore, where it will undergo a year-long maintenance. The Elm, another Juniper-class cutter that was based in North Carolina, will replace the Fur and is scheduled to arrive at Tongue Point in February. Since the Fur was commissioned in 2003, the ship, known as the Bartender, has maintained 117 buoys in the Columbia River and off the Oregon and Washington state coasts. Crew members made final preparations for the 6,000-mile journey back east, which will include the Panama Canal, before departing Monday afternoon. So this is a ship that you have seen on the waterfront here, and you've seen it at Tongue Point. She has a black hull, and she has kind of a scoop out of the side of her sort of the hull at the deck level. This is a ship with a very specialized mission, and she's a buoy tender. And so she's responsible for maintaining, repairing, and installing navigational aids, as they're broadly called. So all those things out there on the water, and some on land, that help us get around on the water where there are no roads clearly defined. So we have things like navigational charts, GPS, chart plotters, things like that, that electronic devices and paper devices and compasses and all sorts of stuff that help us get around on the water where there are no particular lanes defined like there are on roads. And so these navigational aids, if you look out onto the on the river, you'll see red and green buoys. At night, you can see their lights flashing. The red buoys have red lights and the green buoys have green lights. And so these are ways for people to tell how to get around. And it's very important that these buoys and things like them stay where they are. So a buoy tender's job is to go around and maintain all along the Columbia, and here this ship was doing this on the lower Columbia, maintaining all of these things to make sure that they weren't dragged by the weather or the current, that their lights were working, if they were a sound. Some buoys give off a sound to let you hear them at night and in fog. And so all of these things need to be repaired and maintained, and that is the job of a buoy tender. Buoy tenders always have black hulls, other kinds of colors of ship hulls. If you are in an area where there's ice, you'll see those big red-hulled icebreakers. Sometimes you see them docked in Seattle if you drive near the waterfront in Seattle. You tend to see those up near the Arctic Circle or in Alaska. And there are other white-hulled cutters and aluminum-hulled vessels here. The white cutters are those enforcement vessels. There are also aluminum vessels, smaller launches, and other ships that are Coast Guard, small boats that are Coast Guard boats. And so the hull color for Coast Guard vessels gives you an idea of what its purpose is. And buoy tenders, like the Fur and like the Elm, always have black hulls. So very interesting bit of color coding there in Coast Guard vessels. That's kind of neat. So goodbye to the Fur. Thank you to her crew and to the ship for her service. And we'll see the Elm here fairly soon to take over that role here of buoy tender on the Columbia. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.